Friday sun. Black men are sin for prime time. An elegant dish of comedy, ho ho. Laughs and excitement and laughs galore. Leaving the audiences gasping for more. Overall, it was just fun and games until the evening of Friday, December the 8th. The mood in the air was that of happiness. The time for the secrets and a gift exchange. The mood in the air was that of tackiness on a sitcom. That's always the way. Suzanne Summers alone in her dressing room, prepping her beautiful blonde hair. Reginald Val Johnson, just a shout away to sitcom stars without a care. I made my way past, exchanging hellos with both. Then I made my way down to the banquet hall. Along the way, I made eye contact with Jaleel White, but we didn't say anything to each other. Let's just say we weren't the best of friends. I immediately found an open seat and plopped down next to Topanga from Boy Meets World. I'll be damned if I can remember her name, but don't laugh, because neither can you. After exchanging greetings, I was approached by an ABC exec who handed me a hat. I thanked him and started to put it on when he stopped me, informing me that this was to decide what order we could pick our gifts. I then closed my eyes and reached into the black top hat, producing an exciting number. 60. That wasn't so bad. Rumor had it that a pack of tube socks would be one of the prizes at stake. I was praying to God that I got them. The memories were still fresh in my mind of last year when I was hoping for a 5-speed blender and walked away with a peach-colored umbrella. This year, no one was going to stand between me and my foot threads. I watched the ABC exec, who must be low on the exec totem pole, as he made his way around the banquet hall's many tables, offering every TGIF celebrity the chance to draw for an order. After what felt like an eternity, the lights dimmed, and the president of ABC came out to provide the actors with a congratulatory speech. Ratings this, ratings that, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't listening. I had my eyes fixated on the table, which held dozens and dozens of Secret Santa gifts. I knew my cinnamon roll scented votive candle was one of the gifts up for grabs. I was kind of hoping Andrea Barber would get the candles, because I'd heard she was fond of burning things. After a few moments, there was loud applause. I looked up in time to see the ABC exec disappear from the stage, replaced by a smaller man in his mid-30s. He also appeared to be an exec. It's time for the TGIF annual Secret Santa gift exchange, he yelled into a microphone. Once again, there was much applauding. I did not join in, however. We were then informed that 61 people were participating in the exchange, making my number of 60 appear not so grand. I wondered who was the only one below me. That thought was brushed aside once the actors started going up to claim their gifts. With each grab of a wrapped present, I knew someone may end up with my beloved tube socks. Ryder Strong, who played Sean on Boy Meets World, went up first. He ended up with a brand new, sleek blender, much like the one I had wanted to win a year ago. It really went well with his personality, if you know what I mean. I then watched as one by one all the stars of TGIF went up. John Stamos was second, Bob Saget third. I still swear that this was a conspiracy, as it was not common for stars of the same show to have two consecutive numbers. And so on and so forth. After what felt like another eternity, it was finally down to two people, me and Reginald Val Johnson, a.k.a. Carl Winslow of Family Matters. I'd heard through the grapevine that he had his heart set on the dozen glazed donuts that someone reportedly brought in. Funny how fate works, as all that remained on the prize table were two packages. In one were my beloved tube socks. In the other, you guessed it, Carl Winslow's glazed donuts. I winced as the small man from earlier announced, Number 60, it's your turn! And I slowly got out of my seat. No eyes were on me, as by now everyone was bored and wanted to go home. Wait, scratch that. Two eyes were on me. The eyes of Mr. Val Johnson. All of a sudden, the exchange of hellos earlier didn't matter. They were just an afterthought. I knew what he was saying with that look. Don't mess with my donuts, boy. I approached the table. Both packages looked so similar.
It was as if the person who provided the tube socks put them in a clothing box that just happened to be roughly the size of a box of glazed donuts. I had a 50-50 chance of claiming my prize. I also had a 50-50 chance of making Carl Winslow hate me for life. I took a quick glance back, where he was still staring at me evilly, eyes lowered. I immediately felt my hands sweating and my heart rate quickened. For a few moments, I thought it would explode. I took a look at both remaining prizes. At multiple points, I must have looked at the tube socks, but I didn't want to have to make a decision. I was content with standing up there forever until the small man running the show approached me and tapped me on the shoulder. "You're gonna have to make a decision quickly, my lad. We don't have all day," he said. I closed my eyes and blindly reached out, but instead I grabbed the man's jacket. I opened my eyes to see him chuckle nervously before turning me around so that I was facing the right way. I also heard a few chuckles coming from the actors behind me, and I can still swear to this day that one of them belonged to Reginald Bell Johnson himself. He wouldn't be laughing for long. I once again closed my eyes and blindly picked out a gift. I held it up. It was in a box, whatever it was, and it clearly felt like it could be a pack of tube socks. I slowly opened up the package, still feeling the eyes of Carl burning into me. Under the wrapper was a white box. I looked up at Mel Johnson one final time before announcing, "It is time to discover." Looking back on that, it didn't make a lot of sense, but I was satisfied then. I opened the box, and my heart was crushed. Inside, arranged delicately in two rows of six, were 12 glazed donuts.